You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. Last Sunday for a long time, all the way till mid-February, that we won't have NFL football, all the way through the Super Bowl. 404-726-0929, 2 weeks from today, Falcons and Tampa in the opener at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How you feeling about the Falcons coming out of preseason, coming out of camp with the roster and the injury decisions that have to be made by this team? How you feeling about the season ahead now as we get to the two-week countdown for the opening game? Also, leading you to Atlanta United today, 3 o'clock, Mike and Jason on the call, Atlanta United and Toronto today on 92 on the Game. Braves do finish against the Mets today, a series they'd rather forget, 33 games to go. Not technically, mathematically eliminated, but really the Braves would have to probably go 33-0 to even have a remote chance. They'd probably have to win a tiebreaker, and they could go 33-0 and still not make it. So that'll tell you where they're at. And Bryce Elder on the mound today, that'll also tell you where they're at. And of course, we have the Tour Championship final round at Eastlake going on right now. They're underway. The leaders are still about a little over an hour and a half away from teeing off, and the final pairing, of course, Cantlay and Fleetwood. But right there in the mix, a good old dog, Russell Henley. Russell Henley, when he was at Georgia, was actually the male athlete of the year back 15 years ago because he was such a dominant golfer at UGA. 404-726-0929. Of course, if you want to talk college football, looking for an Auburn fan, are you nervous about this season? Are you nervous if any fan, really? How do you feel about your team and your chances this year going into the season as we get the first set of results in yesterday? UNLV and Dan Mullen's debut really struggled. They had 17 new starters on the team, though, but UNLV barely beat Idaho State. Had to come from behind to do so and beat Idaho State by 7 in Vegas. Idaho State's an FCS team. I mean, I think they were a decent FCS team, but still, that's not exactly an eye-popping opening win for Dan Mullen at UNLV. 404-726-0929. Let's get to your calls here, and we pretty much talk a little bit of everything. Let's go to Ken here. Hey, Ken, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Freaky, how's it going, man?
Good, man. What up?
Listen, you were saying about the Falcon season. Have your feelings changed? Are you worried, et cetera? To answer your question, John, yes, I am worried. These injuries look like they're going to be piling up. I know you don't like to talk about injuries, John, but it's facts, man. Not to mention the head coach, Raheem Morris. Not a fan at all of him being a head coach and being a leader of men. I don't think he is. You put those two things together, I'm worried as hell about this 2025 Falcons season, man. I'm just hoping that we can get a miracle in a bottle and run with it and make a playoff push, man. This right tackle situation really, really concerns me, man. Oh my God, I'm so concerned about that. I was already leery with the right tackle, that the starter McGarry. I was already leery with him. Now that he's gone, my second string is gone. What are we going to do? So then you add Morris to the mix, and then these receivers going down. It's like this, John. If we don't make the postseason, guess what? We can always use injuries. We always do.
Well,
that anyway.
I just a couple of thoughts about what you had to see, and we could talk about this, Ken. You said that I don't like to talk about injuries. No, that's not true. I don't like to talk about injuries that haven't happened, injuries that people make up in their minds. Well, what if we get injured? No, I don't talk about that, because not only is it's not really so much bad karma, but it's pointless. Well, what if Patrick Mahomes breaks his ankle in week two? I mean, again, you know, you can't talk about injuries that haven't happened. I will talk about injuries that have happened, and you're right. Our backup did not get injured on that side, by the way. Storm Norton's not the backup, but that's okay. Elijah Wilkinson was a backup. But we are down to our backup. And so, it's a concern. There's no question of that. And you said we need a miracle. I'm like, I got to tell you, Ken, I don't think we need a miracle. I think we just need to play well. We've got to really, even with the situation, and yes, we have to see what Terry Fontenot is going to do in terms of, I'm pretty sure, as I spoke with Will McFadden, he's going to go out and get the best veteran swing tackle he can get to help out at that position. This is still a talented football team. They've got talent at every level of the team, right?
Yeah, they do, John. But the problem is, and the reason why the national media is down on them, in my opinion, I believe it's coaching. Morris, they don't believe in the guy. Just like I don't. You know, it's, look, he has a lot to prove this year to me, John. And if you're listening, Raheem, I'll be the first to come out and say I was wrong if you prove to me that you are a proven head coach in this league. But right now, you're just not, dude. You're not. You showed me that last year. I know it's called growing pains, and I'm hoping you learned from last season. Man, but I was so disappointed last year by the Falcons not making the postseason. But, hey, man, I think it could be a silver lining to the season. I think we can put it together. We just need to, back again to that word again, John, stay relatively healthy.
Well, we have to, yes, but that's true of every team. You have to stay healthy and you have to play well. That's true of every team. Well, maybe not the Saints because Swampers stink, but yeah, it's true of any team that wants to win a division. Yeah, of course. I mean, and so I presume that, you know, at this point they'll stay healthy and you can't predict injuries. The NFL, you know, guys get hurt. Look at Tampa. They lost, you know, we lost Caleb McGarry. They lost Tristan Wirfs. Trust me, that losing Tristan Wirfs is far worse. Far, far worse than losing Caleb McGarry. Tristan Wirfs going to he's going to Canton, Ohio. He's going to wear a gold jersey. He's a Hall of Fame tackle,
yeah.
and he's out for the year. So yeah. It happens to everybody. I mean, so you just have to survive it. And you know, the Falcons do have, you know, some right depth issues that I think need to be addressed. Look, there are a lot of questions. I get that. But I still think that they're a really good football. I just think they're a good football team. And by the way, it's very fair what you say about Raheem. I think I've made it pretty clear where I stand, that Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris are on the clock from the opening kick of Tampa. And if they don't get it done, they're going to be fired again. And I don't really want that to happen, because I don't want to be on a wheel of coaches and a wheel of general managers. Plus, I want to see them win.
John, didn't the Eagles lose one of their tackles or starters from the O-line last season before their season started?
Yeah, I mean, everybody loses players.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. Yep.
You know, so yep. I mean, yeah, I mean, but the point is, yeah, you, but you're, it's fair enough to say you have to stay healthy, which is why, you know, some of the people are wondering, why is Kirk Cousins still on the team? What's the most important position? You know, I mean, yeah, okay.
Quick question for you, though, John. The year the Bucs won the Super Bowl, when the cheater came down there and won them a Super Bowl, who was their head coach? Was it Bowles? Todd Bowles?
Yeah.
Or was he the coordinator?
Who was Tampa's head coach? Garrett, do you recall who Tampa's head coach was when Brady won it? It was Todd Bowles? Okay, it was Todd Bowles.
So even Todd Bowles has a Super Bowl. Wow. I just thought of that.
Well, you mean Tom Brady has a Super Bowl. Come on. Stop. You think that the head coach at North Carolina and his 18-year-old girlfriend, that he was the reason that the Patriots won all those Super Bowls? You think he was reason?
A head coach play a big part in it, John. Come on now. He's just not there on the sidelines twiddling his Tom. I mean, he's making decisions. He's making calls. He's calling the right plays to his coordinators. I mean, come on. They gotta have some say-so in it. Yeah, but Brady.
No. Brady goes out there and says, I'm called
the drink, but
he goes out there and calls the plays at the line. Dude, ain't nobody telling Tom Brady what to call. Tom Brady goes out there and goes, yeah, I'm just checking into this play. You know? I bet he checked out everything they ever called. You know? Are you calling a play? No, because Brady's going to call it at the line. He was the offensive coordinator. By the way, I've been told it was Bruce Arians who was the head coach. So it was Bruce Arians.
But that's
neither here nor there. I mean, you know, the fact is, you know, so, but the quarterback is an issue here. So we have to see what happens with the Falcons. Do appreciate it, Ken. 404-726-0929. Let's get to Scott here. He's on with John on a Sunday. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to talk a little bit about Auburn-Baylor game as well as the Falcons. Specifically, I'm a proud Auburn alumni, and you had asked for an Auburn fan to call in if they're worried. I am not worried, and I haven't been worried, and I'm going to tell you why. I think the offense is going to score a lot of points. Auburn's wide receiver room is chock full of NFL talent. It's one of the best in the entire country. I'd say top two, top three, easy. So they're going to score some points. I don't think that Jackson Arnold has to go out there and be Cam Newton. I think he just has to take what the defense gives. And between Cam Coleman, Eric Singleton, Horatio Fields, and the rest that they have, someone's going to be open. So they're going to score some points. But I think one of the biggest reasons why I'm confident in them as the season progresses, they return everyone on the back end. So I think that as far as a defensive secondary goes, they're going to be able to stop a lot of teams, as well as Keldrick Flock, who is projected to be a top 10, top 15 first-round pick on the defensive line. So I think they're going to do very well. It may take a few games, but I think that, like I said, they're going to score some points, and they've got the deepest team Hugh Freeze has had since he's been there. So I'm not worried.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Auburn's one of those teams, you know, we talk floor and ceiling. Their floor is probably 7-5, maybe 8-4. Their ceiling's probably 10-2. Their schedule, as SEC schedules goes, isn't killer. They do have to play Georgia and Alabama, but they don't play LSU. They don't play, you know, South Carolina. They don't play Tennessee. So
circle that Georgia game because they got the week off. They got the bye week before that Georgia game. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out. And I believe they got them at Jordan-Hare this year. So that should be a very interesting game.
That game's – Georgia's on the road at Jordan-Hare, yes.
Yeah, that should be a very interesting game. Now, as far as the Falcons go, I see a lot of potential in this team, but I don't share your same enthusiasm. I'm a big Falcons fan, though, so I guess I'm cautiously optimistic. And the reason why is, there's a lot of potential. I think Michael Penix could have a great year, but we're relying on a lot of youth. And a lot of people are players, they don't have a lot of game experience at key positions. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I think, you know, especially with Michael Penix, as the season progresses and he faces different defensive coordinators and defenses, how he reads the defenses, how he handles late game pressure is going to be key. We've seen him play, you know, a very small sample size, but you know, there are still a lot of questions on how he's going to perform over the course of an entire season. So with that said, you know, I know you said, you know, 10 and 7 and a potential playoff berth. I'm right there with you. I hope that they do that. But as we all know, you know, the bounce of a ball,
but that's true for everybody. Scott, stop. That's a broad bromine. That's true of every team. The ball bounces.
Well, I'm just saying, the lack of experience is concerning, and that is a legitimate point. I think, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, this is at a couple of spots. I mean, I don't know how much experience you really need if you're James Pierce Jr. to just go in and wreak havoc. I mean, you know, being an edge guy, you just go. You pin your ears back and you take people out. So
how's he going to do that? How's he going to do against the all-pro tackles and guards he faces, you know?
Well, it depends on whether they double him or they double somebody else. You know, if they double him, then, all right, Arnold Ebukadi, you wreak havoc. You know what I mean? Jaylen Walker, you wreak havoc. So, I mean, how does anybody do against anybody? Yeah. I mean, do appreciate it. Thanks, Scott. 404-726-0929. So I will go on record here now that camp and the preseason is over as saying Falcons go 10-7 this year and do make the playoffs. And so, I mean, it's not a rational exuberance, but I think this is still a really good football team. But I think they need to start 2-2 and go to week. If the Falcons are 2-2 going to week 5, I'm going to feel pretty good about this ball club. 404-726-0929. Let's talk college football. Let's talk. Well, you want to talk about, if you're headed to the golf tournament, let me know what you think about the Tour Championship, because I've got one thought about it that might surprise you. We'll talk about that as we continue on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Falcons fans, college football fans, here's your opportunity to jump into a live program and give your assessment of what you see of your team, how excited you are about your season. It is the first football Sunday of the year, even though there's really no football today, because college football will begin Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all the marquee matchups. You know, so everybody playing this weekend, so everybody going to jump into the ship. 2 weeks from today, first game for the Atlanta Falcons against Tampa Bay. And, of course, we all understand how critical that game is. There's a little bit of news that's happened in the last few minutes here in regards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Shiloh Sanders has been cut from the team. So Drew Rosenhaus out there saying he has a puncher's chance of making somebody else's roster. No, I mean, just play out words here. If you didn't see it yesterday, Shiloh got into the game against the Bills, got into a tussle with the Bills tight end and threw a punch, got ejected from the game. And so I don't think the punch really had anything to do with it, Garrett. I mean, Shiloh I don't think he's an NFL quality player. He was an undrafted free agent.
Well, John, they call it Raheem Morris called it the make the roster game on Friday for the Falcons.
Right.
It's very consistent across the league. Generally speaking, if you are playing in the last game of the preseason, your odds of making the roster are not 100% with unique circumstances, right? I mean, like, there are some other people who played on Friday who, for the Falcons at least, are absolutely going to make the roster, like Zach Harrison, guys like that. But, I mean, if you're generally playing extended reps in that game, you're auditioning for your next team or for a practice squad. That's just the reality, you know, and it is what it is. It's not a bad thing. It's just it is what it is. It's the NFL, right? It's very competitive.
Yeah, it's why Ben DiNucci got a cup of coffee at the end of the game, right? I mean, he got the cup of coffee just because they wanted to kind of say, okay, you know, here, go out there so you can, you know, have a little bit of game film, I guess.
He knew the deal. He knew the deal when he signed.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And so, but Shiloh Sanders cut from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. You know, this has just been kind of a rough 24 hours for the Sanders family because, you know, Shadur was sacked, what, 5 times? And again, back to the Shadur story, just so you know kind of where I fall. I've seen both sides of the argument here. Oh, the Browns are doing him dirty by putting him in, you know, beyond a third string line. And then the ridiculous thing. They're calling plays intentionally to make him look bad. Oh, stop that. They are not calling plays to intentionally make him look bad. Now, they put him into tough situations, sure, but it's also true that Shadur Sanders, as a player, it's like some of the people who were watching him play in these preseason games didn't watch him play at Colorado, okay? He was the same way at Colorado. He held onto the ball way too long. The guy's got raw talent, but he got sacked a ton at Colorado, primarily because Colorado's offensive line wasn't all that great, but also he held onto the ball way too long. And that is just, he's always done that. He's like, you got to learn in the NFL, you've got about 2.5 seconds to get rid of that thing sometimes. You know, you can't stand back there and pound the ball and just, you know, pat, pat, pat and take 1, 2, 3. No, you open it. That's not the way the NFL works anymore. I mean, so unless you just happen to have the world's best offensive line, you've got to move, you got to stick, and you got to get that ball out of your hands. So, and then he retreats. I mean, he's in the pocket and he keeps running backwards. He thinks he can outrun NFL players because he could outrun people at Jackson State. He could outrun some people when he was at Colorado. You're not outrunning NFL guys, dude. So, look, Shadur's just going to – he has a lot to learn. He's a raw player. He'll probably make their practice squad. The Browns have 6 quarterbacks, for crying out loud. You know, so – they have 6. So, we'll see who they cut. They needed, you know, they didn't give him a chance on the 2-minute drill. What difference does it make? Well, he should have been in for the 2-minute drill. Guys, it doesn't make any difference. He's going to the practice squad. Okay? Dillon Gabriel's got a better chance of making the backup role than he does. They like Dillon Gabriel a little bit more. Huntley's probably going to get cut. Watson's not going to go the, you know, extended forever IR, the $230 million IR, the massage therapy IR, whatever it is, whatever it's called there. And, you know, they'll probably start, you know, like a Flacco or something. I have no idea, but, you know, they're not going to, I don't think they'll cut Shadur. If they did, this will prove everybody, kind of, I think this would prove something. Cutting Shiloh Sanders is one thing. I don't know if anybody touches him. I don't think anybody will. He may be a camp invite next year, give him one last crack at it, that kind of thing, or he can go play in Canada or something. He's not an NFL caliber player. His brother, however, does have upside. If the Browns were to suddenly cut Shadur Sanders, he'd get picked up. Okay? I can't believe he fell to the 5th round. I can't either. I think he's a project. I could have told you he's a project, but we're raw talent. You're going to draft, you know. So, yeah, I would. If Shadur Sanders got cut, I would tell the Falcons, hey, let's go get him. Because I think 2 years down the road, if you get with the right quarterback coach and the right coordinator, you may be able to turn him into something. But he's just a really, when I say immature, I'm not talking about him as a person. He's an immature player, okay? His coaching that he got at his position at Jackson State and at Colorado was not good. Okay, he's got to go to like quarterback camp and really learn the position. Either that, or frankly, he could Antoine Randle L. Hines Ward this thing and simply change positions. He's got enough talent that maybe you could get Shedeur Sanders in there and go, dude, let's give up on the quarterback thing. Let's make you a corner like your dad. You know, so I mean, he's got athletic talent, so he's a hell of a lot more, by the way, than Shiloh does. And there's a big difference between Shedeur and Shiloh. 404-726-0929 is phone number if you want to jump into the program here. But we'll keep our eyes on the waiver wire here, because what we're looking for is not Shedeur Sanders or Shiloh Sanders. What we're looking for is the very best veteran swing tackle available, because the Falcons are probably going to be in the serious market here. These people talk about, why don't you make a run at this player or that player? Because the Falcons don't have very much money. They only had about $5 million. And they want to hold that $5 million, $5 or $6 million that they have, just for this reason. Because going into the opening game, they've got to spend some of that, half or however much it costs them, to get that guy in here to help this team out. Let's go to Jeff. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline. Oh, we just lost Jeff. 404 opens up a line at 404-726-0929. So that's what the Falcons are going to be in the market for here in this, you know, kind of two-week window here. And the sooner they can do that, the better. If they've identified, I'm sure that Terry Fontenot has already identified, you know, 3 to 4 potential guys who could be cut from other teams. He's probably already started to, you know, line up agent calls here. Because other teams are going to be looking at swing tackles, a position that a lot of teams like to have backups in. But what the Falcons could offer is the potential of a starting role. So, you know, on a team that could be pretty good. So if you're a veteran swing tackle and you're going to be an upgrade in the eyes of the Falcons at that position from what you have now, either that or they're just going to say, look, we like the max protect that we can get from our other two tight ends, you know, and Elijah Wilkinson, and we think we'll be okay at that spot. Running the ball may be a different, you know, you got to have to really scheme hard to run the ball to the right side. That's one of the things everybody likes to talk about, the negative of Caleb McGarry. But, boy, his run blocking was exceptional. And so now you can see the Falcons probably lean, and teams will start to cheat that way too. Teams will know McGarry's not in there. They'll start cheating to the left side of the line, to the, you know, saying, okay, let's watch, you know, Bergeron and Jake Matthews, and, you know, they're going to kind of try to run it left here as opposed to run it right, which I think the Falcons would have been a right running team, you know, say like 60-40 right running, that may be more 50-50 now, if you follow what I'm saying here, because you lost McGarry, who did have a lot of potential as a run blocker. He was proven run blocker. So one of the reasons they paid him as much money as they did. So we can talk about that. We can get into your Falcons feelings here about what you expect from the season. 2 weeks out here on the defensive side of the football. You know, we've had people, you know, express, you know, some concern about, you know, the team being young. I'm not worried about, and it is interesting that Will McFadden and I talked about this, I'm not worried about the edge position anymore. I think I have full expectation that James Pierce Jr. is going to turn into a monster out there. And I think it's possible that the Falcons could start to really seriously consider making Jalen Walker a linebacker and really kind of having him act more in the linebacker role in order to get both of them on the field at the same time. Plus, with Walker's athleticism, you know, he may be able to fill a role. I mean, you've got guys who can, you know, rush the passer from the linebacking spot. Diablo's really fast. Caden Ellis, we know he's proven. So maybe Jalen Walker becomes another linebacker option for them, and we'll see how they kind of use Jalen Walker here on that side of the ball. He and Ebikadi and Leonard Floyd, and how they're going to rotate on defense. But boy, I like the idea of getting Jalen Walker getting a lot more snaps, especially if he's going to play more of a stand-up role at linebacker or something to that effect here, because I think you're seeing, you know, James Spurs Jr. kind of already kind of pop. 404-726-0929 is the phone number if you want to jump into the program. Let me know how you feel about the Falcons heading towards the opener now. Next stop, Tampa, on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Busy day, busy, busy day in Atlanta. Welcome back to the Northern Kia Studios, live on Sports Radio 910 The Game. John Fricke with you, 404-726-0929. Love to hear your opinion, your thoughts on the Falcons, on college football, whatever you'd like to weigh in on. But boy, all over town, we've got events going on. Truist Park today, Braves and Mets with Bryce Elder on the mound. Braves playing out the string, final 33 games. Then down the road at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we're taking it to live coverage of Atlanta United and Toronto. Our coverage begins at 3 today with Mike Honey and Jason Longshore. And then if you swing right down from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, hit I-20 and head out east, you'll hit East Lake and, of course, the Tour Championship and the final round of the Tour Championship going on. It is underway about an hour from now when the leaders, the final pairing of Cantlay and Fleetwood, tee off. So got the Tour Championship, got Atlanta United, got the Braves, got a lot going on in town. We're also talking about football. We're keeping our eyes on the waiver wire here because Falcons are going to be in the business of maybe picking up a swing tackle in the waiver wire. Who knows? Maybe they see something else that they, somebody else that they really are interested in, a wide receiver, I don't know, something else that they somebody else that they might, oh, hey, listen, he's available, let's grab him here. It's not going to be Shedeur Sanders, okay? Let's get right down to it. Yes, his brother was cut today, but that's not a surprise. It is going to be another thing to keep your eye on here is the Minnesota Vikings made a trade, okay? They traded Sam Howell to Philadelphia, and then they turned around and signed Carson Wentz, of all people, to back up J.J. McCarthy. You know, Howell did not play well there. Depending on how this goes for Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, I only bring this up because if there's one team that you want to kind of keep an eye on at the moment, one team that really believes that it has a chance to win a division, because Minnesota's got a lot of talent, and where their biggest question mark is at quarterback, And we all know who their former quarterback was the last time they were really good. He's our backup. It's just something to keep your eye on. And now that they've traded and given up on Sam Howell and signed Carson Wentz, J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins. Real quick, just out of those three, Garrett, Chapman, J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, who's the best of those three? Is it pretty close?
Most accomplished is pretty simple.
Just asking. That's all. 404-726-0929. Miles is with us on the WaitForward.com hotline. Hey, Miles, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to weigh in on the Falcons real quick. So, you know, obviously we got a big gap at the right tackle position with McGarry out. But, I'm not really liking what I'm seeing from Younghoe Koo right now. You know, he missed another kick, the other night against Dallas. I think he went 2 for 3 for the night. But, you know, he's been struggling since last season. You know, I know they were saying he was hurt last season. I don't buy it, you know, because he's still missing kicks, right? So what's the excuse now, right? We haven't even started the season yet. So clearly he's healthy and he's still missing kicks. So, you know, I feel like that's a huge concern that, you know, I mean, obviously they brought in Lenny Craig, but, you know, I want to see, I don't know. I just feel like they shouldn't just kind of give Koo the position this year. I feel like he should really have to earn it this year because he cost us a couple games last year, one against San Diego, another one against New Orleans, and probably I think is at least another one I'm forgetting. So, yeah, he's just missing a lot of kicks still, right? Again, he's healthy now, so I don't really see any other excuse.
Yeah, no, I mean, Will McFadden and I discussed this during our conversation earlier in the show, that Koo is on a short leash, and they do have Lenny Craig. I'm not really thrilled with the idea of putting Lenny Craig into a game right now. He's got a thunder leg. I hope we don't have to be forced to use him only because, you know, it's one thing to have a cannon leg, and it's another entirely, Miles, to be able to make a, you know, hit a 53-yarder under pressure to win a game, which Koo's been really good about, obviously, during his career. But, no, you're right. I mean, overall, we discussed the fact that, you know, there's still something, you know, as long as his headspace is okay. I mean, physically he's fine, but sometimes kickers get into a headspace and they can't, suddenly they get, you know, it's like, you know, I got a block. I mean, it happens. You know, let's hope that's not what the case is with him. So, no, I think we're all monitoring this, that's for sure. Yeah, if he misses a game winner, especially if he misses a game winner against Tampa, yeah, we can't handle that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like you said, Lenny Craig, he's still, you know, obviously unproven. We haven't seen him in the, you know, when the bullets are live. But, you know, I'm not liking what I'm seeing from Koo either. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I like
I
the
understand.
NFL.
Yeah, no, he's great yeah. overall. Yeah, we're all keeping one-score games there. Appreciate it, Miles. Garrett, you know, this is – you heard what Will and I were talking about. I mean, sure, I think we all had the same reaction, you know, to the first miss of the field goal. Doesn't it – it kind of strikes me that he struggles more from the right hash mark than from the left.
I mean, I can't speak on that necessarily, but I will say this. I mean, Younghoe Koo straight up won this battle. He was absolutely hurt last fall. I mean, he comes back and he's healthy and he's been – unbelievably sharp in camp. He's missed like one kick in the last couple of weeks, and the one that I can remember that he missed earlier in camp, back when it was still a battle, I guess you could say, before he just, I guess, trounced the competition, is back in the beginning of camp, and it was a make or break type of 60 plus yard field goal, like we need to go win the game type of situation, right? And that's the only kick that I can remember him like truly missing. And then after that, the guy's been just pure. And I don't understand the hatred that people have. I'm not saying it's hatred necessarily, maybe not the right word, but the vitriol that I've seen from people on Younghoe Koo does not make any sense to me. The guy got hurt last year, missed some kicks late in the season because he was hurt. And outside of that, the guy's a career like 90% kicker. We're talking about a guy who is one of the very best in the NFL. The guy's built up a little bit of pedigree here, and I don't get people's thought process on the kicking position. I really don't understand it, and they think that they just handed him the position. No, he won the battle. He won it very early in camp. He's clearly the best kicker that we have on this roster, and he's one of the better kickers in the NFL. he'll go out and he'll show it again. And him missing a 51-yard field goal because he pulled it a little bit is not a reason for me to hit the panic button, and it's not a reason for anybody in this city to do that either. I understand he missed some kicks late in the season, and he was hurt, and it was a tough way for the season to end. But the team went and addressed depth at the position, and they're going to get that with Lenny Craig. But we'll see what ends up happening with everything else. But Youngway Koo is a strong kicker for this team.
Yeah, and again, this is the other thing. There are things that we just don't know, like on the miss against Dallas. When it comes to kicking, there are three elements, right? There's the snap, there's the hold, and there's the kick, of which the snap is probably 33%, the hold is 33%, and the kick itself is like 34%. It's not just, oh, it's all on the kicker. I mean, if there's a bad snap or somebody makes a bad hold or, you know, the angle of the ball is off, either right, left, up, down, I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong on a kick, and everybody seems to think it's automatic, and it's not. And so sometimes, you know, it's on the kicker, and there are times where it's not. I don't know. I assume that, you know, that everything went fine and that he just kind of pulled it a little bit. But again, I'm with you, Garrett. Youngway's going to start the season, and then we're just going to have a watchful eye. I mean, we'll be grumbling if he starts missing, but if he continues to miss on a regular basis, then we have to address it. And I really hope they don't have to use Lenny Craig this year. They may have to, if that's the case. And I'd rather Lenny Craig spend a year learning the position rather than, you know, having the only time I want to see Lenny Craig is if the Falcons happen to be playing somebody like, you know, the Swampers, and it's 41-7 after three quarters, and we're going to let Lenny Craig kick off and handle any extra points beyond that. You know, okay, take the rest of the game off there, Koo. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to jump in here as we keep our eyes on the NFL cuts that are continuing to happen today, and the trades for that matter, because we just mentioned Sam Howell traded to the Eagles. And Carson Wentz. This guy doesn't want to go away. You know, one of the great things about it, backup quarterback in the NFL is like the greatest job in all sports. You know, you get paid to do literally nothing. Stand around, watch, you know, hold a clipboard, signal something every now and then, pay me a lot of money, you know, you don't even work up a sweat, you go home. Yeah, I'll do that 17 times. 404-726-0929. College football does start this week. Very busy slate of games Thursday and Friday in Division One, and some really big, important games, too. Games that, you know, big teams are playing. I mean, Boise State, South Florida is a really important game for both teams in Tampa on Thursday night. For Boise, you know, with the discussion about no Ashton Jenny, and for South Florida and Byron Brown, you know, an opportunity for a pretty good South Florida team to make its case to be in the mix for the one group of five that will get in this year to the playoff. Nebraska and Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium. You know, for Matt Rhule, there's, you know, year three, and Dylan Raiola, there's a lot of pressure on those guys to take that next step and put Nebraska into the mix to potentially contend for a playoff position. You know, Friday, of course, we've got Georgia Tech at Colorado at Folsom Field in Boulder, and you know, Colorado's got the new quarterback and the high expectations for Haynes King and for Jamal Hayes and for Brent Keyes, Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets. Auburn and Baylor in Waco. It's going to be any Auburn fan out there, and I know we have Scott called earlier, any Auburn fan who thinks that Auburn's just going to roll into Waco and blow Baylor off the field, I'm going to say Baylor could win the Big 12. I mean, they could actually win the Big 12, and if they do, they're going to make that makes them a playoff team. Because that Big 12 is so wide open that there are literally eight teams in the Big 12 that could win it. And Baylor's one of those eight that can win it. And then Kennesaw State and Wake Forest on Friday night in Grove Stadium in Winston-Salem. And there are, if you're a Kennesaw State fan, you're certainly going to be intrigued by the fact that Kennesaw State this year opens with a couple of games, both on the road. When we're talking at Wake Forest and an ACC team and at Indiana in a Big Ten game. So KSU is going to get some real taste of big-time football in the first couple of weeks of the year. And I'm highly intrigued by both of those games because I got money invested in both of those games. I got money invested in Kennesaw State because I paid for my daughter to go to school there. She's a proud Owl grad. I got money invested in Wake Forest because I used to work at Wake Forest, and they paid me to do play-by-play and a bunch of other stuff at Wake Forest. And I got money at Indiana University because my wife paid to go to IU. So she's a Hoosier. So it's Garrett. These are like Kennesaw State, Wake Forest, Kennesaw State, Indiana are back-to-back money games for me. I got money at all places.
How about that?
So yes, I'm intrigued by both games. So we'll see what Kennesaw State has in store. I know that I saw a ranking, one of the power rankings. They ranked all the teams in Division I. Kennesaw State was not ranked last. They were ranked next last. There was a team below Kennesaw State. Do you want to take a wild guess as to what it was? Just take a random guess, Garrett. And then I'll give you a hint. It's also K-State. No wild guess? All right. Kent State. Yeah.
Sorry, I was on the phone. I was taking a call. Kent State is probably going to be a solid guess. But no, Kennesaw State might have a tough season. We'll see.
Oh, I mean, they're stepping up in class. And you know, the program's got to grow. And so, you know, that's why I always wondered about, I don't know what happened with Brian Bohannon, but I still trying to figure that one out. Because I think he was growing with the program. But that wasn't my call. 404-726-0929. We go into the 1 o'clock hour. Let's talk Falcons. How are you feeling 2 weeks out from the opener against Tampa? You still excited? Or are you starting to get worried? What's your sentiment here about the Falcons and their chances this year? And let's talk about what you saw and what you expect in college football too on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.